Jay Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was a brand, well, that was some new stuff from a band out of Toronto by the name of Reagent, with a track called Weekend Wounded, and that was the, I believe, the first track on the disc that was the Terrifact remix. A little bit on the short side, but nice and, good beat to it. I like that. Before that, you heard some more brand new stuff. That was Accessory from their new disc, and that was a track called They Come, and we started things off with a band that really does things for me. I like this band. That was Agonoise with a track called Chains of Love, and that was the straight-up electro mix. I don't know, I think a lot of these bands are mixing up what electro is, especially if you're like me and you've watched Shaun of the Dead. You can't throw away that. No, wait. That's not techno, it's electro. Anyways, I do want to mention before we go any further that next month is Listener's Month. I know that normally I used to do them in May, but I changed my mind, mostly because I realized I was cutting it way too short. And so I've moved it up to June this year. I think last year was a bit of an aborted attempt, but this year we've gotten a couple of really good playlists in already. Those of you who are on the mailing list would have already heard about this, but those of you who are not, A, should be, and B, are hearing about it now. All you got to do is send in 10 tracks, just a list, and I will play, if I pick you, your show dedicated to you, get a picture of you, blah, blah, blah. It's a lot of fun, and it's a great way for all of us to be introduced to brand new music. I know that I've, you know, found out about a whole bunch of different bands that way. Speaking about different, well, we got some new stuff. The guys from Solitary Experiments were kind enough to send along a compilation disc for me, the 10th anniversary collection of Berlin K17, I guess it's a label or something like that. They didn't, you know, include any literature with it for those of us who are ignorant. Anyways, this is a track from that. This is a couple of tracks from that. But first up, we have Vox Celesta with a track called Falscher Gott. And this is the Frozen Plasma Mix. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Und ich sah ein anderes Tier aus der Erde heraufkommen. Und es hatte zwei Hörner, gleich einem Lamm. Und redete wie ein Drache. Und alle Macht des ersten Tieres jüngt es vor seinen Augen aus. Und bewirkt, dass die Erde und ihre Bewohner das erste Tier anbeten.
Von dem falschen Gott verführt. Blutig in dein Fleisch graviert.
Von dem falschen Gott verführt.
was actually one of my favorite tracks that Solitary Experiments have done. That's originally from their album Paradox, which over the years has grown on me more and more. I remember at one point I really wasn't digging it, and because it was a limited edition box, I, you know, offered it to a friend of mine, you know, here, do you want it? And he was like, no, no, you gotta hold on to it, it's good stuff. And man, am I glad that I listened to my buddy Dan. Hey Dan, how you doing? That was Solitary Experiments with Paradox, and that was the Modified Emotion Mix. And now we're going to continue on with a band that, well, I know Chris, you know, kind of said something about this a couple of weeks ago, and you know what? Darn it, I'm going to say it now. The world needs another Echo Image disc. And do you know that it's been over 3 years since they put out anything, since their last single? Well, the last single they did was For Need to Be Proud. And what can I say? This is Echo Image with the Iris remix of Need to Be Proud. The last thing that they did, and as I said, don't make me come to Scandinavia to kick your butts until you guys put out another album. The public are demanding it. Or at least Chris and I are. This is Echo Image. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff that was Interface with a track called Age of Computers 2.0, and there's another band that's going to be pulling a Vox Celesta soon. There's good guys, but they wound up sending me about two-thirds of the album before it actually came out, and then when it came out, I really didn't have anything to play. So it's a good thing to send out a teaser track or two, but once you get up to around three or four, you might be giving all of your game away. Hey, I've got to be here, I've got to be able to plug your album when it comes out so that people go out and buy it. Because, you know, that's the whole point of it all, isn't it? Anyways, I was going to end off the show this week with some brand new stuff from the brand new Project Pitchfork album, Cascade. But I listened to it once, and I thought it really kind of sucked. And I'm going to listen to it again because, you know, I have been wrong about these things. Not often, but, you know, wrong sometimes. So I decided instead I'd play some Project Pitchfork that didn't suck. This is one of my favorite tracks that they ever did. This is I Live Your Dream. This is the extended version. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.
Eternity. that win here in my realm. Like heroes in films, I live your dream. I lose that win here in my realm. Like heroes in films, I live your dream. I lose that win here in my realm. Like heroes in films, I live your dream. I lose that win here in my realm. Like heroes in films, I live your dream.
And films, I live your dream.